In recent decades, detailed analytical research has produced ever more sophisticated insights into crowd behaviour, many of which disprove these long-standing assumptions. Crowds have an amazing ability to police themselves, self-regulate, and actually display a lot of pro-social behaviour supporting others in their group, says Anne Templeton, an academic at Edinburgh University who studies crowd psychology. She points to the 2017 Manchester Arena terrorist attack, in which CCTV footage showed members of the public performing first aid on the wounded before emergency services arrived, and Mancunians rushed to provide food, shelter, transport, and emotional support for the victims. People provide an amazing amount of help in emergencies to people they don't know, especially when they're part of an in-group. Strange things happen to our brains when we're in a crowd we've chosen to be part of, says Templeton. We don't just feel happier and more confident, we have a lower threshold of disgust. This is why festival goers will happily share drinks, and by dint of their proximity, sweat, with strangers. Or Hajj pilgrims will share the sometimes bloody razors used to shave their heads. In a crowd, we feel safer from harm. If we now have a better grasp of the complexity of crowd dynamics, the core truth about them is relatively simple. They have the potential to magnify both the good and bad in us. The loss of self in a crowd can lead to unthinkable violence just as it can ecstatic transcendence. What is striking is that in recent decades, the latter has troubled the British establishment every bit as much as the former. The open crowd is the true crowd, wrote Elias Canetti in his 1960 book Crowds and Power. The crowd abandoning itself freely to its natural urge for growth, rather than those hemmed in by authorities limited in shape and size. The Sermon on the Mount, he writes, was delivered to an open crowd. The obsequious flock, the brainwashed cult, the army marching in lockstep, is a world away from a fluid, democratic, sometimes anarchic congregation of the people. These open crowds have become harder to find and harder to keep open.